The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Okay, I have a question. I have a question for you. When's the last time you really embarrassed yourself? I did it yesterday. I'm embarrassed just thinking about it. Let me tell you what happened. First of all, good morning. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony 8.
Okay, so I went to go get a massage. And I told Otto, I'm going to get an hour and a half. I'm exhausted. I'm really tired. I haven't been sleeping well. I knew that I was going to fall asleep. And I said to Wenjin, who does my massages, she's absolutely the best massage therapist in the world. I said, I'm going to fall asleep and I might snore. I didn't snore. I brought the house down.
Oh, she got a little taste of Dana Cortez, huh?
It was so bad. I woke myself up. I knew that it was just absolutely awful. I was so
Dana's like,
I was
Dana's like a little bear in the bed. I mean, it's like a little baby grizzly bear.
Well,
did you fulfill the massage time, right? You didn't.
Oh yeah.
The massage.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah, good. Yeah. All for right, sure, for sure. Fine. Oh, I didn't, Anthony. Don't get me wrong. I was embarrassed, but I didn't care. I was enjoying myself.
It is extremely embarrassing when you wake yourself up from a mid snore. That's mortifying right there.
How about the first time you have to spend the night at someone's house and you realize you have to like really get comfortable? I swear to you, for the first year Otto and I were together, I never went into REM sleep because I was afraid.
I don't think you ever used the bathroom either.
I didn't. I was like, I'm going to go home for that.
I was like, she doesn't snore and she doesn't use the bathroom. Is she even human?
And I would take naps. Like I would just go to my place to take a nap and then I'd go spend the night with him. I was like, I'm not going into REM sleep. And he will never know that I have a bowel movement.
This is how married I am. Do you know what it reminded me of?
What
Sex in the City episode is it where she farts in front of her boyfriend?
Oh yeah. Carrie gets comfortable with Big. I make Otto watch this so much, Anthony, he knows. So Carrie gets so comfortable with Big. They're hugging in the bedroom and she just lets it out. And it's like she's mortified and he makes a joke out of it. But it's because you start getting comfortable with one another and you, just nature, you know, I had to snore. I think Wenjin was ready for me to leave, though. She was like, is this hour and a half over yet?
At least you didn't fart.
At least you didn't pass gas. And also, I think a snore during a massage might be the ultimate compliment to the masseuse.
That's what she said. She said that means I did a great job. I was like, all right.
Yeah, the other day I got embarrassed, not because I passed the wind, but because I was in yoga class. Another yoga sister next to me, she got so into her practice that, you know, she let one slip. And
did you get secondhand embarrassment from that?
I got secondhand smell.
Ew, in a hot yoga class? No!
I didn't actually get the smell at all. That's funny. I didn't get any smell at all. But I just nervously laughed. I just laughed. And then people got like, I could feel get mad at me.
Because
don't laugh at her.
Yeah, don't laugh at her.
You weren't supposed to acknowledge the fart. That's the worst thing in a yoga studio. It's like a giant Dutch oven. This is how it goes.
Actually, the worst thing in a yoga studio for me is being in there without manicured feet.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And there was my concrete cylinder blocks.
They look like my feet.
Yeah, that was going to say, that's why Otto does not do yoga. All right. So what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
It is National Blueberry Pancake Day.
Yes, my favorite pancakes. You know what I do? I put them in a saucepan with a little olive oil, and I cook them, and then I add the pancake batter to the already cooked blueberries. It makes like natural sugar. Ooh. So good.
It makes it so much sweeter and so much tastier.
Probably worse for you, but whatever. They're delicious.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So I'm going to tell you a story about a woman named Morgan Metzer and her husband, Rodney Metzer. They met when she was only 14 years old. Anyway, they ended up getting married and it wasn't a good marriage. So Otto and Anthony, I want to establish that because she left this man, right? This is her ex-husband. Yeah. And while she's living alone, there was an intruder who went into her home. He was masked and he assaulted her and he brutally beat her. It was horrible. And he tied her up and left her in the back on her deck. And so she didn't know how she was going to get freed. She was scared to death.
Sounds like a nightmare situation.
It is, right? I was reading this story and I thought, oh my gosh, we have to talk about it because she was saved by her ex-husband, the man she left.
So he came over
and to talk to her and heard her screaming and went to the back and untied her, called police. Here's the thing, though. It ended up being him.
What?
It ended up being him.
Oh.
He wanted her back so badly that
he faked a kidnap. Well, he didn't fake it. He really kidnapped her. And then he saved her?
Yes. So he went in and assaulted her. All this abuse happened, tied her up, and then pretended to be her savior so the woman would take him back. Tell me that isn't crazy.
There's levels of sickness, is top tier sickness right
so
there.
So the reason that she figured it out is she said she kind of recognized his voice.
Oh.
He changed his voice, but you know, come on. If you're, hey, Otto, how are you doing? You're going to know it's me.
If you're married to somebody, you're going to recognize little things about them no matter what.
I think we could say that now as like we're sitting here calm and relaxed, but like in the heat of the moment, if he's masked up, you don't really, and everything's going down, you don't really know who it is.
Dana's
going
to correct something I'm doing wrong in that time.
Well, he was trying to get her back in any way. He said he had cancer. He said all these, like he was really trying to get her back.
Either way, it
got figured out, you know, and the man went to jail. My thing is the whole manipulation of it.
A crazy story, yeah.
But you know you've had that happen where you're with somebody.
Not like that, though.
No, but they twist things and they say things to try to get you to stay. I've had people say, I'm going to hurt myself if you leave. Like, and then you just feel like bad because you do care about the person and you don't want them to harm themselves.
I agree with you. It does happen. And then for some reason, sometimes it gets romanticized in pop culture where people think it's like crazy, like cool to be crazy and jealous, but it's not. It's actually like really sad. And the true fact is that, like, I didn't think we were going to talk about this, but like a lot of female homicides are done by ex-lovers. It's almost up to like 50%.
I'm glad you said that, Anthony.
It's a deeper conversation of like how to process, for men specifically, how to process moving on from a lover and, you know, not doing crazy stuff like this guy did.
Ann and I were just talking about this earlier, that when we were younger, like 18 to 20, some I would say early 20s, I don't know that I really understood love. Mm. I don't know that I could really process that.
What do you mean
feeling.
By that? You felt love, but you didn't know how to handle the emotion.
I felt it, but I didn't
maybe?
Know. Yeah, I didn't know how to handle it. I didn't know, like, we were talking about breaking up when you're that age, and
yes.
that you just go into these, like, almost rage fits. And then also, you just, like, you don't really know how to handle the situation. It sounds like this guy never figured it out.
But he wasn't a good husband. That's why she left him. She said he was abusive during the entire marriage. They were just so young. I mean, I'm glad he's in jail because the next level. Then, you know, who knows? But that's a good conversation, right? Handling that moment where you're not going to be with the person. And I'm, I guess being a male, it's different. I don't understand. Like,
that does come with a development of emotional intelligence of learning that some people are only in your life for a reason and others only in there for a season. And I had a deep problem with learning, not necessarily opening up to love somebody, but letting go and moving on. I had a real big issue with that personally.
Especially when you're younger, you think you're going to be with that person forever. And that's that's your person. And like you said, sometimes they're only there for a season.
I just think for anybody who's experiencing, you know, if you're in a scary relationship, if you're with somebody who's hurting you or harming you, you need to get away. Also, especially if you have children, that is just showing the children you're raising that this is a normal relationship. Give yourself the same advice you would give a child, a sister, a mother, your best friend, whomever. You got to get out of that.
It does work both ways, though, because I've been in a situation where a woman has kept me around by saying that she was pregnant and that there are other ways that women can do things to manipulate that situation as well.
The comparison isn't comparable. Because women aren't going around at a 50% rate harming their partners.
No, that is true.
Yeah, so,
there's
so
a big difference.
Be careful there with it. The comparison is just not comparable. And if you are experiencing any kind of domestic abuse, you can always text 88788 or call 1-800-799-7233. This is something I take very seriously because I am a survivor. And when I was in it, I didn't understand. I couldn't. What you just said, Otto. I don't think I processed what was happening to me. It wasn't until I was fully removed from the situation that I realized how bad things were. And I'm glad I got out.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're playing Who's Lying? Woo!
Why are you lying? Why are you always lying? Oh, my God.
Everybody loves it. Okay, 877-730-DCS1. We each tell a little story about ourselves, right? So let's go ahead and get to our caller, first caller. Hi, good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What's your name?
Morning, Christy.
Christy, ready to play Who's Lying, Christy? Hopefully you'll get this. Okay, we're going to each tell you a little story about ourselves. One of us is telling a fib, myself, Dana Cortez, my husband, DJ Automatic, and our best friend, Anthony A. If you guess Who's Lying, you win the free merch. I'm going first, Christy. Now, when I first moved out of my mama's house, I got an apartment with three roommates. And it was a little congested. And they liked to party. And they were very dirty. And so when I confronted them, one of them, who's she was like 5'6" and a half, which is giant to me, she beat me up. And I protected myself with hand weights, and I still lost.
Jeez. DJ Automatic here. My first apartment was a third-story walk-up in the hood, which had a bunch of homeless people around it. But my roommate, who has got a huge heart, would always give all his leftovers to the homeless people that are around our apartment. Aww, and then one day he came up into the apartment. He goes, oh, you know, the one guy we used to always give food to, he passed away. And I was like, oh, that's horrible. And I was like, did he overdose? And he was like, no, I think it was from the 3D-old sandwich I gave him. And I told him, I said, I think it was the drugs. I don't think it was that.
Yo, what's up? Anthony A. And I actually lived with my parents until I was about 28. And after that, I went out and bought my own house. And I was very excited. It was very luxurious at first until I realized it didn't come with a fridge, washer, dryer, or microwave. Just a spot for a fridge, washer, and microwave and dryer. It was a very humbling experience.
All right. So, Christy, if you guess correctly which one of us is telling the lie, you win the free DCS merch. So, who's lying?
DJ Automatic?
No. My friend Emmett is got a big heart, and he likes to take care of everyone. Unfortunately, he met a man who had a bigger drug habit.
Oh. It was me who was lying. I did not live with my parents until I was 28, nor did I ever own a home.
Anthony! And Christy, I did get beat up by my roommate. But anyway, she knew that was true. She's like, you little thing. I knew you got beat up. So, Christy, do you remember the first time you moved out? Where did you go? Did you have roommates?
Yeah, he was much older than me. Yeah.
Did you move out with a man when you first moved out?
I got a job as a waitress, and then I was already friends with him, so he needed a place. So it was just a really small place. But
how long did that last?
Few years, like 3-4 years.
Oh wow. So you had a good roommate. Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
I roommate with my husband Otto, and it's still horrible. He's still messy. Anyway, thank you so much for playing. We love you.
You can play again later.
Okay, bye. Oh, I really wanted her to win. Mm. It's okay, though, because you have another opportunity to play.
I feel like my story was a little too real, a little too hard.
Nope. Your story's crazy, but true.
It's true, though.
I hope it wasn't the sandwich.
It wasn't.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Getting married is supposed to be the best day of your life, right? You look forward to it. You plan it. All your family's there. It's a beautiful event. Well, that's the way it's supposed to be unless somebody steals from you.
What?
And that's what happened to this couple, Nadine and George Fairhot, celebrating their wedding when an uninvited guest sipped some drinks and stole all their gifts. And they didn't even realize what was going on. So they actually sat down with CBS and talked about it. After we hear from the couple, I'm going to tell you how much cash was stolen from them.
As soon as we found out what happened, you know, the music shut down, everything immediately stopped. I ended up sitting on the dance floor sobbing with my friends and cousins around me.
Very grainy, but I think he even tipped the bartender.
Watching the dance floor, he's watching our family. It's so scary to look back and see that there was a stranger at such a private event.
It is scary because when you see the footage, the guy's like creeping around. I mean, he tipped the bartender.
That's a smooth move.
I was going to say, he's not creeping around. He's just hanging out like he's a guest at the wedding.
And you don't know who's supposed to be there.
He's just staking it out.
This is why the Lord didn't want me to dance too good, because this is what I would have done. I would have crashed the wedding and took off with no way.
Think about the couple, though, and Otto, they remained so calm and positive after $60,000 cash was taken from them.
That's how you know they're rich.
It was definitely a rich
one. They were like, you know, what we're really missing are the notes that were inside the box.
That's a lie. Mm. They said that for the news.
I mean, the notes are nice and all, but the $60,000 would have been a lot better.
I don't care how much money you have. $60,000, you're upset. But I think more than that, when you're watching the video, and especially the bride, Miss Nadine, what she was saying is, thank God nobody was hurt. What if the guy would have done something crazy? I mean, obviously, hotel security wasn't looking out.
Yeah. Weddings don't have, I haven't been to one in a while, but, there's no securities, no bouncers, nothing, right?
Anthony,
we had security at our wedding.
Oh, you guys did?
Yeah.
Well, we had to shut it all down, though, because it was a club, and it was a Sunday night, and we didn't want anybody thinking, well, we got married at the church, and then we went to
the reception at a club.
Yeah, at a club.
Yeah, it was at a
nightclub. Well, it's like a lounge.
Let me tell you, it was a party. Like a real party.
Otto, you don't even remember. That's how I know it was a party.
Dang, this guy didn't come around and steal you guys' money.
I know.
Trust me, there wasn't 60K at our wedding.
No. I think we ended up... Oh, no, I'm just kidding. And I'm just kidding. Our families helped pay for it. I just hope the couple finds the money. Do you think they'll get the cash back or do you think it's gone?
No, it's gone. I mean, they just got to chalk it up to a great story.
And the guy was picked up in the back alley in the, like this nice Mercedes. This is not something that he did randomly. I think they, what is it, wedding crashers?
Oh,
I think they're professional wedding crashers.
I mean, I'm kind of impressed. I'm kind of like, tip of my hat, bro. This is a smooth way to do it.
It is. I just feel bad for the couple. Hopefully they'll get their money back.
Well, you know what? What is it? For rich or for poor? Definitely for poor right now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm so upset because Bella Hadid and her boyfriend, Adan Banuelos, they broke up.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm so upset. Mm-hmm. I'm invested in this couple. I'm invested in them. I just love that she seemed to be so happy and she really embraced his whole familia. Oh my gosh, she was going to the quinces. She was a madrina in his niece's quinceanera. She moved to Fort Worth, Texas for this man.
That must have been love.
The people that live in Fort Worth don't even want to live in Fort Worth. You know what I'm saying? No. Like, come on. She bought a rancho there, a little ranch. And the fact that they're not together, and she just looked so happy that I am...
Dang.
I felt like, I don't know, it just felt like she was so real.
What happened,
Dana? Well, there's not much to go on. I don't think that this was something she wanted. I think it's something that he wanted. She was caught off guard on the red carpet recently. ET News asked her about it, and this is what she had to say.
It's hard, and it's something that I'm still working through. I don't know. I haven't talked about it.
That's all we got from her.
She wanted to cry right there.
That's tough. I think she's very hurt. I'm really hoping that this man did not do something, because if he did, I'm going to be mad at him. She is a beautiful person inside and out. She's a lovely human being.
Looks only get you so far, though.
Otto, she's a lovely human being. She's incredibly
intelligent. I know, looks are only going to get you so far, though. But
I'm not talking about lovely outside, sir. You're not listening.
Hold on. You're not listening to me. Was she pulling her weight at the ranch? Because if she's not up there mucking the stalls, then he can find a lady that looks as good as she does that's going to help in the morning.
You realize that Bella Hadid is a horse girl. Like, she's somebody who grew up riding. She's been participating in rodeos since she's been with him. You know how we were talking earlier about getting into what your partner's into since she's a horse girl? She really embraced the whole vaquero, the real cowboy lifestyle, which is why she moved to Fort Worth.
Is that why you're so, like, in love with her and her situation? Is because you're a horse girl, too?
I am a horse girl. Otto, when you laughed, you sounded like a horse.
That's not a derogatory term.
No.
Dana identifies. Yeah. Dana's the one who told me she's a horse girl.
I'm a horse girl. Yeah, I am a horse girl.
I'm not trying to make fun.
Into it she was. So she used to ride English, which is how I learned how to ride.
Oh.
An English saddle. And then she embraced the Western lifestyle. Do you know the difference?
No.
No.
I ride Southside.
Like Lil Kiki?
Yeah.
Southside.
Yeah, that's Southside.
The Southside. Anyway, I just really wanted them to make it. It seemed like she was extremely happy. His whole family loved her. Like, they said she was such a great person.
Then what happened?
The Diaz. You know, I don't know. But I think
he stepped out.
I do. That's what I think happened. I think he found him somebody else and she found out, or maybe he likes somebody. Maybe he stepped away before he did something. But I think that's what it is.
Here's my theory is you said a bull rider, right? Is he a bull rider?
He rides broncos. He rides broncos.
That's a short career window. Maybe he just has to say, you know what? It's time for me to lock in. I can't be in this relationship anymore. And they mutually decided
she was locked in
ways.
With him. She would go
but
to the rodeos
to focus,
with
him. He has to focus on his craft. He has to focus on what he needs to do.
Focusing on another cowgirl. I think that's what he's doing.
Oh, let's not do that. Let's not do that.
You better not have broken my heart. Man.
Come on, man. Texas men don't cheat. I'm not even from Texas. I just love y'all homies.
In the meantime, there's a ranch for sale up in Fort Worth, Texas, if anybody's interested. All right. If anybody listening has heard why Bella Hadid and Adan Banuelos have split, please let me know. Hit your girl up.